I got a rank D.
It's because you're dumb.
Damn.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Team Mongoose Podcast for episode 79. We got a full podcast this week.
Aw, yeah.
Got Jose, finally, back from the grave.
I did it!
Now you guys can stop fucking yelling at me. Where Jose at? He's right here.
He tells me not to come. He's like, no, you know, not today.
Oh, whatever, dude. I don't know how many nights. Oh, Jose's
like, coming. I call him, I'm like, hey, guys, can I join? You're like, listen, the minority is already too many, so we gotta...
Man.
Gotta tell him. Not even 1 minute, guys. I'm on a roll. Let's go.
Why are these not even in the box?
Is that why they told me to show up today?
It's affirmative action. There has to be a good demographic.
You're the outweigh the minority, Tyler.
Really, Dwight's the minority. He's the only white guy in like Team Mongoose.
Someone sent me a tweet the other day that says, they said to me, it's funny, you guys, there's no white people in the team, but you guys are the whitest people I know. And I was like, I'm white. You tweeted to one of the whitest people that are in the group.
And Baguette is like a ging.
Kind of, not really, but you know,
a little. With the freckles,
he's still a white person. He's still white. It's another white guy.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He's a white guy.
He's a ginge. I mean, that's
super white, man.
Beyond
we don't go
white.
That far. Sam's white. A ginger.
Sam's like
wait,
a ginger.
But people yeah, but Sam's like Ryan confused that he's black. So.
Yeah, all the time.
Y'all thought he
break was all kinds of borders here.
Like, yeah, we're
Ryan's black as shit. Like when I met him,
we're
I was
very
like,
progressive.
Equal opportunities.
And black.
He is. So
yeah, Ryan, on the inside and on my dick.
Because I painted it
right there.
That's all I heard was the inside of my dick. And dick. I don't know what he's
the inside
done.
Of his dick is black. Are right? You didn't know?
Oh.
I want to get that looked at.
Why, Terry? Oh, I feel so excited.
Oh, bye.
So, to continue, we have Terry, Alex, and Ryan, of course, and Tyler also joined us.
Yay!
Joined.
Don't sound too really. Excited about it, though.
Yeah. Sorry, can I retake that? Yay!
And yeah. Tyler sounds
it's over.
Way better than Ryan now. What's going on, Tyler? Did you drop the cheap mic? Or are you still using it?
Oh no, I got a better mic. I got a headset, Tritons.
Oh,
Tritons. Wow. I tried to tell you that earlier.
Did you? Well, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, well, I wasn't for my Xbox. Right. They work on my computer, so I plug them in.
Which ones did you get? Because you sound better than Tyler.
The A720 or AX720.
You have the same ones as Ryan.
Yeah, I don't know why mine are like messed up.
Huh. Do you ever have the same problem as Tyler or as Ryan does, Tyler?
What's problem?
The buzzing?
Yes.
I've never been told that I have it.
I told you last night you were buzzing.
Ooh. That wasn't me.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was.
Ryan just trying to make himself feel better.
I told you last night. Remember when you said you were buzzing? Remember? No? Okay.
No, I remember.
Okay. All right, fair enough. All
right. I mean, you told me to act like a bee. Is that what you're talking about?
Don't make this weird or anything.
Well, that's weird. But yeah, no, you sound great.
Awesome.
Like, very clear. And Ryan, you still sound bassy to me.
I don't know. Maybe it's my computer.
Maybe your audio ports are a little
maybe
funky.
It's a mouse.
Tyler, are you using your laptop?
That's true. I do have a much deeper voice than Tyler.
I was on here.
Oh, really?
Tyler wore a lot of skinny jeans, so he's got more of a soprano-y voice.
Tyler, you also got a PVR, too, didn't you?
I what? Sorry?
Did you get a PVR, too?
I got a PVR, I got a new laptop, got new Xbox, I got new everything.
So does this mean that you're going to be putting out videos?
Yeah. I actually have a YouTube channel.
Do you? You want to give it a shout-out?
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I got like no videos up. I got one of Ryan and I playing SWAT the first night it came back, mm-hmm. So what, a week ago?
Yup.
Okay, what's your YouTube?
It is The Bert I Am.
The Bert I Am. That's a clever name. Hey Terry, I'm going to need a BG for The Bert I Am. Okay?
I'll think about it.
Putting in an order.
Might want to throw one in for me, too, while we're at it.
Yeah. So, you guys can look for some Halo footage. He's going to need one of
those maintenance uniforms.
Ryan, did you get your or my PVR? Did you get
it? Yep, I got it.
Cool. Did you unpack it or do anything?
It's unpacked. I haven't set it up yet because I'm waiting for you so we can get on
He's
the call.
He's just staring at it, right. Admiring it. That's beauty.
So I do everything right the first time, you know?
Right. Cool. Awesome. More videos. This is good.
I'm going to spend my morning fixing my car that won't start, and if I have more time, I'll put up my PBR.
What is wrong with your car?
My key won't turn.
Oh, that's a problem. You need those for cars. I learned that.
Really? Oh, man.
Yeah, weird, right?
I've been doing it wrong, then.
What have you been doing?
I just push it.
Just push the car?
I had to get new tires today, too.
Yeah, you could do that with a stick, though.
Yeah. I do what I want.
I have to do that every day to get in reverse.
Stick a foot out and back it up.
Shit, I missed my turn. Hold on, guys.
We're going back around.
Someone's spazzing to make left turns.
That's just...
When I drive, I think very far in the future, so I never end up in situations like that.
That's how I used to drive when I had coilovers. Because I'd be so low to the ground that I couldn't take high inclines or tall speed bumps. So you have to think ahead. It's like, okay, I'm going to go this way, go around all the way, and go up the back to get in.
Right.
So that was a pain in the ass.
Did you ever accidentally run into them anyway?
Yeah, there's some. Like the first day I had my coilovers, I actually went to a Volkswagen meetup in San Francisco in Daly City. Awful choice. Because the where the meetup was at Krispy Kremes. It was like an In-N-Out and a Krispy Kremes right next to each other. It was really weird.
Sounds like California to me.
Yeah, and pulled into the parking lot, and there's one speed bump there, and all the people I could see, all the pretty Volkswagens and everything like that. And I just... Terry, you were with me.
Yep.
Yeah, and I went over it, and I just scratched the bottom of it, and I bottomed out, and it made such a loud noise. Everybody looked at me, and they're like, oh! Like, they were all worried, but, you know, some people, you know, and then... I think it was caught on film, but the guy that was filming, he didn't put it in his little video. But it was awful. I was so embarrassed.
I was embarrassed for you.
As the person who taught you how to drive, I'm really embarrassed.
Yeah. That's okay. It wasn't a driving the stick problem. It was me just not knowing my limitations.
All right, I'll with coils. It's all Terry's fault.
It's Terry's fault.
Why'd you have to be so fat, Terry? I probably would have made it over the speed bump if you weren't in the car.
What, Ryan?
I said, why does Terry have to be so fat? You probably would have made it over the speed bump if Terry wasn't in the car.
Don't say those things about my body.
It's hideous. Go to the gym.
Mine, not yours.
I live my life how I want.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. A cheeseburger at a time.
I live my life with a cheeseburger at a time.
Just like everyone else, right?
I don't like cheeseburgers.
What?
What kind of American are you? Only certain ones. Like, I had one tonight that was really good from Holy Cow because it has like perfect, like steak meat in there.
It had perfect.
Mm. It was filled with perfect.
It was a rare burger, guys.
Steak not a lot of places rare. Will serve rare.
You gotta do my least medium rare, dude. That's just rare.
Nope.
You're just eating mush meat. That's it.
You.
Ryan and I like to go take bites.
No. I like a good rare steak. I don't. A rare burger is just mush.
No. They use freshly ground steak, like meat.
Oh, okay. Like, so
it's like premier meat. Like, it's amazing. Steak,
man, meat. Okay, that's like a premium meat. If it's just like a regular burger meat, that shit.
Oh, hell no. You get that shit at least medium rare.
It's like mashed potato texture. Like, it's.
Ryan, I do have one question about your burger, though. Did it have bacon?
Dude, it had extra bacon.
Oh, gosh.
And avocados and caramelized onions.
Tyler, are you not allowed to eat bacon? What's wrong?
I know, he's like, oh.
You had a little mini orgasm there.
don't have any bacon. I ran out yesterday.
Oh.
Oh.
Do you need daily doses of bacon?
He wakes up, I need my bacon.
the worries of a skinny man. I'm out of bacon. Worries of a fat man. God, I hope I don't eat any bacon. I'm going to have a heart attack. I hate you, Tyler. I've always hated you.
That's true. He wrote about it in his diary all throughout high school.
I helped him
write
it. He
eats everything he wants. He never gains a pound.
And re. My problem.
He ate the whole pizza by himself, and he didn't gain a single pound.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Where did it go?
5 pounds. Not fair.
It went straight to Ryan's thighs.
Yeah, every time Tyler ran, I just got that.
Goes straight to Ryan's thighs.
He used to say it to me in high school. This is going right to your thigh.
Just looks you right in the
exactly.
Hey, motherfucker.
God, Ryan.
It's going right to your thighs and takes a big-ass bite out of a giant, disgusting burger.
No.
Extra bacon, extra grease. Okay, ask them specifically to empty the grease into the bun.
Just bake that grease right into the bun.
It's fine. It's fine. We can make it work.
There's a place in Illinois, Covers, that has butter burgers, and they cook all their burgers in butter.
I'm going to level with you. That just sounds terrible.
No, dude.
It's called Paula Deen Burger.
It's amazing. It's all fresh meat.
Got heart attack. Come with a heart
attack. You're doing it in butter? That's way better, dude.
Hey, y'all.
All fresh meat from Wisconsin right there.
Dude, I'm with you, Ryan.
Oh, what's it called?
I'm going to teach you how to make Culver's? My classic butter buns.
Culver's? They have one out here right next to my work.
Oh, just buy some buns from the supermarket and fry it in butter.
I'm sorry, Ryan, what?
The concretes, the milkshakes?
Yeah.
I always put strawberries and bananas in my chocolate worm.
Oh, man.
Concrete
there's a place out here called Witch Witch. It's a sandwich shop.
Oh, that place is amazing.
Apparently, it's super popular in Texas.
Yeah, well, that explains why Jose knows.
But they've got amazing shakes. Some people thought this sounded crazy, but pineapple and Oreo.
That sounds
crazy.
They
make it good.
Wait.
I don't like pineapple.
That sounds awful. They have shakes. Like yeah. I don't even know that. Like
wait.
Because they're better than shakes. Subway.
Way better. They're my favorite sandwich joint.
Like literally, the place is awesome. You get like a bag, and you just have to like. Check what you want on it. It's like a bag full of.
It eliminates those long lines in Subway. Like, you don't have to wait for like that old.
You don't have the tar going. I've been in line for 10 minutes. I don't know what I want.
Terry, I embarrassed myself today at Mr. Pickles. I went there to get a sandwich for lunch, and then they had like a handwritten sign outside talking about how they're going to be closed tomorrow and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay. And it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's They have weird hours, but they're open at 3. Right. I try to open the door, and it's locked. I'm like, oh. And there's a guy sweeping the floor inside there, and he looks at me. And I'm just like, oh. And I pretended to like look and read the sign again. I was like, okay. And then I left.
What a fool you've been.
Asshole.
What an idiot.
Like, I sat there and read the sign and everything, and then I checked the door, and it was locked, and he looks up at me. Like, what? It's locked. Get out of here.
Crock,
like, who do you think you are?
That's how I feel every day at the bank at like 5:05. People like walk up, slam open the door, look at our hours, look at their clock, and pull on the door again.
Yeah. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think your clocks are off.
I've been in GameStop before when you guys have been closed and I see people trying to like open it and I look at them. I'm obviously a customer. And they're like, what? But he's in.
Yeah, they
just flip
him
off next time. Yeah.
Most of the time it's kids.
No, it's a bank. Most of the time it's adults that are pissed off. And they're like, why can't you stay open later? Because we're a bank. We'll get robbed.
Dummy.
It's dumb.
Duh.
Stupid people are stupid, guys.
Yeah.
So it's worse with us though, because we have like gates that go down when we're closed.
Yeah, like
the lights go off when we're closed, and still people will park their cars, get out of their cars, come to the door, try and open it.
GameStop's open, right?
My favorite is when everybody's walking out the door and they walk past all obviously employees,
all really nice.
And still go and still go and pull on the door.
Someone, I was trying to get out one night, and we have this like little section of our parking lot that's like one lane next to the building. I'm trying to drive out, and this fucking big ass SUV comes and stops right in that middle lane. Comes cruising in, stops. I thought I was about to get robbed. Little kid hops out, goes to the door, tries to open it. His mom's sitting there in the middle of the way. I'm clearly trying to leave the parking lot. She's just sitting there. I'm like,
kid's
really?
Screaming and kicking the door.
So kid tries to open the door, goes back to the car. They move. They park. They get out and go back to the door while I'm driving away. It's like, are you serious?
Mom didn't believe that.
This is what I deal with nightly. It's awful. It makes me hate people. I don't want to hate people, but they don't give me a whole lot of reason not to.
I'll hate people for you, Terry.
I appreciate that. I've always been Terry, a good friend.
I hate people enough for everyone. Trust me.
I hate people so much.
I hate people more than all of you.
Let's talk about how much we hate people, guys.
All right, let's just lay this out right now. Let's just lay this out right now. Alex, you work with people's clothes and other knickknacks and paddywhacks.
Oh my Terry god! Works, those shoppers are the worst.
Terry works with people's video games, which is dead serious business. I work with people's money.
I work with their food.
Yes,
I work with their
Jose
pets.
Jose is the only one.
Jose,
that
you don't work directly with the person.
Yeah,
though.
Jose was a waiter.
No, you want to bet something? I have to deal with the server who's doing. It's basically the fucking trains. I deal with a dumbass server who's like, "Hey, he's still yelling at me. What the fuck? Make your food right." They gotta sit there and yell at them and call them a dumb bitch because they don't know how to fucking ring stuff up right. Mm. And then we yell at each other, and I yell at the cooks, and I yell at the managers. I'm yelling at everybody at the back.
Yelling.
Of
the- Yeah.
Why are we yelling?
If you guys are doing that, I pulled a job.
I pulled the knife out at least four times in like at least one day.
But it's fine because you're allowed to have it.
Yeah, I can't do that shit. We all have terrible jobs except for Dwight.
What?
I'm hoping I have to cut a bit.
Okay, I worked at Hollywood Video and Game Crazy though.
I said that- we all have not had.
Okay.
I didn't,
but yeah, no. I mean, working at a game store, it sounds awesome from the outside. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, because when people think about it from the outside, it's like, oh, you just play video games. Nope.
No.
God, no.
It's like that.
Well, okay. To be fair,
oh, you guys get to play video games all the time here. And I'm like, no.
Where do you store? System set up?
Is this retail? This is how retail works.
You go to the back room and you talk shit about them.
Go to the back room and take a shit.
When they're like, do you have it in stock? Go to the back room, sit there, scratch your ass for a bit, walk out, go about.
I'm looking at the system. I don't have this that you want.
Well, can you check in the back room? Okay.
Sure, no problem.
Clearly, you're like a giant warehouse.
You just walk out and be like, the entire storage room burnt to the ground. We have nothing.
Man, you should see it back there.
Back 5 minutes later, walk out the front door. There's smoke coming out of the back room.
I don't know what happened.
No. There was nothing in the back. I didn't have. That's the dream.
Man, that is the dream, Terry.
That is the dream. I'm sorry, we're out of money. It's in a pile burning. No, our ATM doesn't work. Now get the fuck out.
Have you tried it?
I don't know.
Dude, the most frustrating thing is people come in with like their debit card to get $20 and they swipe their card and get $20, and it's like, you can do that at the ATM. Like, why did I have to
right outside the bank?
Wait,
right,
they come up to you?
You actually pass it on.
Yes,
the way,
just to like they slide their card, get their put their information, select on the pin pad, all digital now because Wells Fargo is just freaking awesome, and just they hit get cash $20, bam, and I just have a nice day.
Ma'am, do you know what an ATM is?
It's an ATM machine. Put your pin number in.
No, ATM it is not machine. An ATM machine. You should not put your pin number in. I hate you all.
That is most amusing.
But I love you all.
Yeah.
You assholes.
We're really fond of you too, Brian.
Shut up, Terry.
You're my closest friend.
Commitment, though.
Hey, Ryan, you want to hang out after this?
Yeah. Okay. With my dick out?
Yeah, sure. It's cool.
Cool. I mean, it was already out. So.
What other way?
Well, I mean, we got
Were we wearing pants for this? Because I'm not.
I'm never wearing pants.
That's what I like to hear.
What are pants? Oh my gosh.
I walk in that door and it's like, work pants off.
You gotta go home, right?
Clock out at work and just done.
Walk out the front door and be like, they got like buttons on the side.
Right next to the time clock, he's got his card and his pants on a hanger.
Just leave them there until I get in the next day.
I want to see, you know how people hang their clothes or whatever in their car, like the back seat? I want to see someone with just like a bunch of underwear all hung out. You're just like driving around.
I have like hundreds of ties in my car.
Then just got to make eye contact with like everyone that you stop next to.
Hey.
Right, were you with me that day? It was, no, I don't think you were, because I was with TJ. And I had binoculars in the backseat of TJ's car. Hey, dude, it is. Let me tell you, if you ever stare at somebody binoculars, it'll.
Oh, Ryan, we're losing you. Ryan.
Oh, man.
Ryan!
He's gone dark.
Ryan! Right,
situation where binoculars are necessary to see another person, people freak the hell out. I thought I was going to get shot. Like. Because I was driving down Stockton by that big Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
That's the good part.
Yeah, not when you pass it. That's the thing about Stockton is you never know when the good part's going to end and when the bad part's going to start. The bad part's going to end and the good
part's going to start. It's like, oh, it's really nice. Like, oh, Jesus.
Like, exactly. Oh, my God. That person just got stabbed.
Like most cities, it's just like you know where the ghetto is and you know where the nice part is. But in Stockton, it's just like the ghetto is just in the middle of like million-dollar homes. There's just a little ghetto. Like one street's just like ghetto houses that have been there since like, the 1800s.
It's called Little L.A.
Mm-hmm. That was such a beautiful knife.
Brought to you by Stockton, California.
Brought to you by Stockton. We have no money.
No, we have no money.
No. We have no money. No.
But I don't remember what we were talking about.
Stockton. That was it. Stockton.
I killed a man.
Did you?
Let's hear that story.
No way.
What was his name?
I can't tell.
Fernando.
Everybody's all having fun and laughing. He's like, it's quiet. He's like, I killed a man.
I can't even match the names to the faces anymore.
Who knows, man? He said something about having a family, kids, grandkids. I don't know. Some shit.
Some bullshit.
Try to clean my nails.
I knew he was lying.
I try to put my goddamn gloves on. I didn't know he didn't have any family. I've been stalking him for weeks. No one calls him. No one's going to miss his ass.
I did my homework.
Oh, I gotta. I'm gonna step away from this conversation, guys. I'll see you guys later.
Oh, please. I don't want to hear it from you.
What? Of all people, you.
You should have my back, brother.
Oh, me no, nothing. Nothing, senor. That's all I've learned.
That's all I've learned. That's all the English I know. I'm sorry I can't help you with each other.
Jesse is a goal, you know? That's all I know when police ask questions. Yo, I actually had a racist moment today, or yesterday at Texas, and I didn't know how to respond to it. I went to get my car washed, and they have like this, you can like do vacuuming and stuff, and it's for free. Like, they just have hoses there. So I pull my car up, I come out, and this lady comes up to me, she goes, do you work here? And I mean, there's a lot of Mexicans that work at that car wash. So it's like, I was offended, but then I looked up in the mirror and I was like, God, I just got out of work. I was fucking filthy.
Like, what? It's just like, yes, ma'am.
What can I help you with?
Híjole. Just been like, how much you tip?
How much you tip?
Tip now? Just drive off.
Yeah. Mira, señora, how much you tip?
Hey, the car, you need to wash it?
Steal her car.
Oh, yeah, no, you I work keep. Here.
This is mine now.
I keep. I come in anyway.
So... I had one of those moments. I just sat there and I was like, shit.
God damn it.
It happened to me once in my pajamas at a Borders. Somebody asked me if I worked there.
What?
That speaks to the quality of Borders.
I was in my pajamas, like these really like old ass pajamas. They're like purple. I just had to go to Borders, and I did not want to get dressed when I lived in Chicago. And so we went down to Borders and took the train. Like, this bitch came up behind me and was like, "Do you work here?" And I was like, "Do I look like I work here?" Like, so bad. Like, usually I respond with, "No, I'm sorry. Haha, I get that a lot when I'm in like a suit."
Right. Like, I hate when people ask if you work there. I hate it so much.
It's like, if I worked there and I saw that stupid look on your face, I'd probably come help you.
Saw you looking like,
damn.
I'm going to say it to the next person. Be like, if I worked here, I'd see that stupid ass look on your face and come help you. God, and just walk away. They'd be like,
say, yeah, you do. And then tell them, I'll be right back, and then just leave.
Oh.
Yeah, congratulations. You're our millionth customer. Let's give you $100.
Of course I work here, bitch. What do you need?
No. You gotta be like, no, I'll go get that for you, ma'am, and just walk out. Like, go pay for your shit.
Hold on, let me go check the back real quick.
Hold on, I know where it is, and I'll go grab the best one for you. Oh my god, young man, you're so nice. Dumb bitch. And just walk.
Say it as loud.
Say it like,
what
like,
was that? Like, nothing.
Like 2 miles down, and just be like, dumb bitch, and just walk out the door. Yep, that's gonna happen next time I go to Smith.
It's like, all right, everybody listening, go do that. If that ever happens to you, makes your day better.
Are you in line? No, I'm standing behind this guy because I just think he has something in his hair.
It smells so good.
His shampoo is wonderful.
I'm convinced that he has a demon inside.
Just turn back around.
Don't worry, I'll take care of it.
I've dealt with this before.
Did you just pull out a wooden stake?
Tyler, take it to the next level.
Let me borrow that kitchen knife set you just got.
Not afraid to cross the line.
There's a line?
I'm the only one that can stop him.
You gotta look into his eyes. It's in his eyes.
That person will be fucked for like the rest of the day.
Just like
should
going
I have
around.
Done something? I mean, do I just let you go? Or do I tell someone about you?
Just walk out, get in your car, and leave. Just drop your groceries. Be like, well, I can't stay here.
It's not safe here anymore.
You know what would be funny to do that with your friend, and then like say is like, don't worry, I'll follow him. You know, and then. Like, follow, like, have your friend go into the car, but, like, unlock all the doors, and then you climb into the back door, like, super sneaky, and then just drive off. And then
you, like, right when she's looking at you, you pull out the stick
and just go, shh.
You look at him in the
eye. You look at him straight in the eye and put your lips to your mouth and just shake your head and then get the
they're just like, no, or, not okay.
Or pretend to like go behind or around the car, like on the other side of the person, and then like pretend to knock out your buddy, and your buddy falls down, and you like open up the back door, throw his body in, and drive off. Or open up the trunk and put his body, like if you have like an SUV, somewhere where he's not actually in the trunk, but just in the back, and then throw him in there, and then like look back at the lady, go shh, or give her a thumbs up and smile really big.
Don't worry, I got it.
I got him.
I told you I'd get him.
Drive away, hysterically laughing. Like, you got to roll down the windows and just all of you start laughing your ass off. Because then she'll be like, God damn it.
Get some silly string and shoot it at her as you drive by. You dumb bitch.
Suck on dicks, bitch. God damn it. I wish we were young.
Right?
I don't know what all this talk with you is about not being young.
I know, right?
What the hell?
Okay, I wish we were younger than 18 where we didn't go to jail for that shit.
Well, yeah, there you go. That's more like
it. Now you're on the right level.
Huh?
Making us feel all old and shit.
We are old.
No, shut up.
Right, I'm going to live forever.
We all spent at least 10 minutes complaining about our jobs. We're old.
Not me.
No, that's
way off. I don't need a motherfucking job. Fuck this.
But we're like, my parents.
Shit to pay. I gotta. Fuck. It's like, no, I'm stuck.
That option ends pretty quick for you, buddy.
I got beatless. Can't wait to quit. I've got the days. I tell my boss.
I don't even need this job.
Dude, I might play Wells Fargo like until I don't need to. Like, I love that player.
Really? You like it that much, huh?
Love working at Wells Fargo. People like don't like them because they think they treat their customers poorly, but they really like worked really hard on their customer service the last 5 years. But they treat their employees like freaking royalty.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, you only have to work 17 hours to get full benefits.
What? That's not bad at all, dude.
I'm going to get a part-time
job. So are they hiring at your branch? I'll come work with you.
Wells Fargo's always hiring. They only, like, give higher positions to internal employees. Like, it's freaking awesome. I love it there.
Do they hire dicks? Because I'm told I'm an asshole.
Well, we love dicks. No, I'm just kidding. You have to go work in Utah. Their customer service is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, all of Utah, which is weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Huh.
Dude, people here in Utah just, they all focus on themselves. They feel so entitled to everything. It's terrible.
Well, when you are entitled to everything, it's only natural.
It only makes sense.
Utah is the best state.
Oh, gosh, no.
It's so cool. It has so many things going for it.
It's got like four mountains and a river.
And a river. The one river.
It has running
water. It's got a big old salt lake. It's
running water.
It has the highest pot sales per capita.
Oh, it's got indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing.
You guys didn't have
we got that indoor plumbing, though. You know, that's pretty cool. I mean, I usually just shit in a hoe.
That's how the rest of America does it.
That's been an experience for you going to Utah.
Utah, they got all sorts of witchcraftery over there.
So we lost all our Utah listeners.
Please, Utah listeners were offended a long time ago.
They were offended at the opening.
This is a T-Bomb Goose podcast. I can't believe they would have
been. Fuck Utah! Woo! Just start the episode that way.
In the city that serves Utah, like in Nevada, there's a little store you can go to, and everything like in there says, "Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you'll be in Utah."
Oh,
I've seen that.
Yeah. I love it. I want to go back.
Why does everybody hate Utah so much?
No one hates Utah. Who said that?
Yeah, no one.
Yeah,
said
whoa,
that.
Whoa, whoa.
I hate Utah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Utah,
because Utah state that everybody hates.
I don't like it because it smells bad and I get nosebleeds there.
Specifically in Utah.
As soon as you cross the state lines.
No, dude, like, it's not even a joke. Like, I got, like, both times that I lived in Utah, like, my nose just bled, like, all the time, like, because it was so dry. And I live in the desert now and my nose doesn't even bleed.
That's like, weird.
The place is just the altitude is so, I mean, I'm higher here. I'm actually almost a mile high, but.
That's interesting to me.
It is interesting. We're just as high as Denver.
Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I know states.
Yes, you do, madam.
All right.
So, off of that Utah thing, Tyler, since you're here, you guys want to talk about some Halo again? What was your thoughts on Halo? We know everybody
else. Let's rap on Halo for a bit.
I really liked Halo.
Liked?
You don't like it anymore? You set up a bitch.
I currently like Halo. I'm in the process of liking Halo.
Halo.
I am with you presently.
Let's talk to Terry about Halo since he finally got a chance to play it.
Oh, yes, let's do that. Since Tyler apparently doesn't want to be part of this conversation.
I got to be Master Chief.
Yeah. What color chief were you?
Green, obviously.
Oh.
Military green.
I guess that's a color.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I like what they're doing with, you know, telling the story. Telling it. You know?
Did a good job, huh?
I'm only like two missions in. We got to the jungle or whatever,
so let's
and we stopped
the
there.
The ending of the game.
No.
Let's not do that.
We're not going to do that to Tur. Okay?
Why not? Tur needs to
experience her. If you need any help, let me know. I'm actually a pro.
Yeah, I can help.
I did not know that.
Really? It seems like it was pretty obvious, but okay.
No, I'm not so sure about that. But, yeah. I'm
into
it.
Have you played multiplayer yet?
I have not. And I will not until I do campaign.
I agree. I'm with you 100%.
Makes you a better player.
Makes you a better player. Makes you appreciate what you're doing more.
Makes you a man.
Can I tell you guys what I'm impressed with? And I'm not going to give any details or anything. I did not expect... I expected Spartanauts to be a little side story about the Spartan Force. I did not, however, expect it to continue to move the Halo 4 storyline as it is.
I didn't either.
I still haven't done Spartanauts, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
You need to do it. You need to at least watch the video. It's like
I've only watched the intro video for season one where
that ship plows through that ship like it's paper mache.
No, I didn't see that part. I saw the part where they introduced Fireteam Majestic. And the leader is trying to hit on Palmer. And she's like, I'm Commander Palmer. And he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Commander on deck.
Spartan Ops, definitely worth it. They even got a lot harder this week. I mean, like,
phenomenally harder compared to the first season.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Because Spencer and I, we did all the Spartan Ops, and we did all the challenges and stuff for him. And it was all right, you know. I'm not the best player. I'm a good support character, but when it was just me and Spencer, it was kind of tough to do the last bit on Legendary. So, but now you guys are saying it's harder now?
Yeah, yeah. I definitely felt like this third episode was a lot harder. A lot more, like, there was a time where I counted about 15 elites, and they were all gold.
That is awful.
It was on Legendary. It was horrible.
Oh, dude, that one level with all those hunters.
Yeah, there was one level where you can get all 10 of your hunters for the challenge of the week. And four of them dropped at the time.
Oh, yeah. See,
At one point, six of them dropped. It's crazy. It's such
a fun... Might I mention you're on foot in
between all. While you're being shot at by a Wraith. And Phantoms.
I don't like any of that. What you guys are saying, I hate.
We played on Legendary, though.
Hmm.
When there was three of us, it was pretty easy. Once you get past like two people, it gets really, really simple again because it's just you're just all throwing your because you can continue. It's not like campaign where if you die you start over. You can just throw bodies at them until you finish.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I like. I did
notice that. Yeah, that was kind of easy.
But I like that because then it would just be like dumb
to have to redo it all every single time.
Yeah, it would suck because there's a lot going on and it kind of changes every time and.
But we gotta do it's fucking ops because I haven't touched my fucking Halo 4 since we beat it.
You gotta touch it, man. You gotta touch it.
You gotta caress that thing, man.
I've been busy trying to fucking get this shit done so I can start doing videos for WoW. And
what are you doing in WoW, Jose? Because we see you streaming a lot and not talking to us, so you better
and
be
not
doing
telling
something.
Anybody you're streaming.
Yeah,
I tell everyone when I'm streaming. Like I even did it last time. I was like, hey guys, I'm streaming. And I fucking gave a link. Or I tweeted. Like, it's there.
Dude, I haven't seen your tweets in a while for you streaming.
Maybe you should follow me then.
You're not following you?
Oh, is that what gets on the page?
Is that how you get people's tweets?
Is that how Twitter works?
Wait, I have to follow people?
Apparently so.
People
just have to follow
that.
Me.
I'm not doing that.
But, no. It's just, I need to gear out so I can start doing, like, raids and shit. And it's like, okay, you guys played Katta, so you were there for that.
Yeah.
Like, you did dungeons, and then you got a tabard that you could wear a rep for, and then you can, like, basically just keep dungeons to get the rep down. In Myst, they said, fuck you. They were like, you know what? Let's fuck everybody up. Like, they fucked players like me. Like, I'm the kind of player who, like, I don't want to do dailies. I don't want to, I just want to get on and do my stuff, and I'm goodbye. So now they've been to dailies. So you literally have to sit there and just grind dailies. Like, you have to spend, like, fucking weeks doing fucking dailies. It's so stupid. Like, you have to do it. There's only, like, you know, 25 a limit for the day. And you have to rep grind. So you have to sit there, spend the entire fucking day doing this shit. And then it goes no progress till about a month later. And I'm trying to bypass that, which I've managed to do through PvP. And, yeah. I just, it's so annoying. Like, and it's fucking me over too, because, like, I'm missing out on certain items that, like, I could be easy, but because I don't want to do dailies, it's killing me.
Interesting.
Yeah, the Myst, they really changed up how they're doing it, and it's a dick move how they did it. And, I mean, people have been complaining, so hopefully they try to do something. Like, they were saying they're going to make a tabard where basically you can do dungeons, but you'll get the same amount of experience as you would doing the dailies to, like, balance it out.
Huh.
Which would be fine. Like, that'd be fine with me. I'd rather do that, because I don't mind doing dungeons. I mind doing pointless quests.
Yeah, but, I never liked doing dailies either. Like, if I was ever on playing, and, you know, I needed just a little bit more rep, whatever, fucking bust out a daily real quick.
Yeah, if you were, like, right around the corner, you're like, I could probably get one or two and then and finish it, but I don't like the fact that you have to do daily. It shouldn't have to be a chore to do daily. Like, I don't want to do it.
So, what videos are you going to be making once you're geared out? Like, what's the end goal here? What are you going to be doing?
Well, definitely I want to be streaming, and I want to be streaming / recording that stream with XSplit and having the raids.
Don't,
like, our
don't use XSplit to record your stuff.
I know the quality is not the greatest.
No, it's not good at all.
Not good.
Don't do it. Don't do it. There's no way to make it good.
I need to find another medium that, or, like, at least I can have it where, like, I can just have, I'll still have it recorded, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, have, like, one section where it's called, like, stream, you know, what you missed kind of videos, because there's
last
no...
Last time on the Heat Blade Cheat, well, Showtime.
Because having to have XSplit open, then trying to get, like, you know, like, Fraps or some other thing, recording that
don't
as well.
Don't use Fraps.
Don't use Fraps.
We're done with Fraps now.
Yeah.
We're done with Fraps?
Yeah. World is done with Fraps.
Why would
DX Story?
Yeah, you use DX Story.
DX Story. I don't know how you say it.
I heard that shit too. Like, it's just as bad as Fraps. We're like, it's fucking.
Well, you like, can no. Okay, you can't get away from massive files. You can't get away from that. That's it goes hand in hand with real time gameplay. Okay, if you're gonna capture real time, you need to capture large quantities. You're not gonna get around that. DX Story though handles it way better than Fraps ever does.
Yeah,
you
Fraps,
can still,
I'm not sure if it's recording. I'm like always like.
Because with Fraps, what it does is that it synchronizes your gameplay frames with your what you're recording, basically. So whatever you're recording as, it'll cap it at that. With DxTory, you can actually cap it at a certain frame. So, like, right now, I'm playing Minecraft and recording this podcast. I'm capturing at 30 frames a second, but I'm playing the game at 150 frames still. Got so it. You'll have two numbers up there. You'll have your video, so I see 150 frames. And then you have file, which is how fast it's writing to your hard drive. And that you have it at 30 because YouTube can only do 30. There's no point in capturing anything bigger for YouTube videos anyways.
Yep.
And so you use DxTory for that. On top of that, DxTory can also record to multiple hard drives if you want. And it records separate audio files. So I have my game audio, and then I have my own audio on separate
channels.
Things. Yeah, separate channels. And you could do that for as many audio things as you have running. So depending on how many like outputs or inputs that you have coming into your computer, you can have like 1,000 audio files. It's going to make the file huge, but it's possible.
Gotcha.
And it's really awesome.
Well, I gotta go to the store and buy it.
It's not at the store.
You know the store I'm talking. I gotta go to the store.
It's in China,
Jose.
Store.
I gotta go to the store and I gotta go buy it.
Go down to Chinatown and buy it.
No. Do you know what I mean?
Little you don't know what you mean. Shut up.
Okay. Yeah, I want to get recordings for that. I mean, there's a couple things like that are good right now. That I want to kind of go over for people that are like, I don't know if I want to go back. Like jewel crafting, they fucking made it beautiful.
What, they made jewels beautiful, or?
Oh, made it like fucking, because back then you had to do like a fucking daily and then get tokens and then use those tokens to redeem a cut. They took that away. They were like, that's stupid. Now they made it where like you can get a cut, a brand new cut every day. So it's way better, like the way they did it. There's no farming I have to do. I get new cuts every day. Like I'm almost fucking maxed out with all my cuts now. So I want to have like videos reviewing that
so
and explaining
you're
some
me
other
your cut.
And cut, bro. No, but I'm gonna get those. We're getting really close now. I know, like the other guys have like leveled before me. They're ready to go. They're like, all right, I'm ready, ready. And I'm like, I'm almost there, guys. I'm almost there. And then I think we're waiting on Hobbit and Adrian.
Wait, you're waiting on Hobbit and Adrian still? I thought you just said that they were ready.
No, the other two guys are ready.
Oh,
actually, I got three guys ready. But we're trying to get a 10-man group going. So once I'm ready and Hobbit and Adrian are ready, like we're right around the corner. Like I'm almost there. Like I got more gear today. So, I mean, I want to say I'm going to have more live streams about doing our raids, and I'm probably going to do another video of, like, a really big recruitment. Like, hey, guys.
I was just about to ask, are you looking for more people? Should people be aware that you're doing this?
I mean, I put a video out on YouTube. It got some views. I'm going to do another one that's going to say, guys, we're here. We're ready to do this. You know, like, and
wait, you mean that video you put out, like, 6 months ago?
I didn't put a video. It was, like, fucking, like, a month ago. I've not That was like us starting the guild.
Oh, okay.
That was like a month ago. I'm like, I mean, that was when the guild was level 1 and we just made it. How many level is 18?
How many members you get?
We're at like 34, 38. I mean, most of them are our alts. I mean, some of them are people that saw the video and they were like, oh my god, I want to join. And I mean, some of them are like actually leveling. One guy's almost 90. He's like 89. There's a couple other new guys. Some people just made them and then they just, all right, I'm in the guild. Bye. But I'm going to probably get a video going out soon of that as well, saying, hey, we need people that want to raid that are going to want to do this. And, you know, we'll have content coming. And I mean, I already have content that I'm going to probably start doing with like PvP. Because people are dumb. And they don't know, like, you know, like, Warsong Gulch has been out for God knows how long. But people still don't know, like, good strategies of how to approach it.
You just run in there, fucking balls out, and you start slashing bitches.
That's how you lose.
Use your firebolt.
That's why he's making these videos.
Whatever, Jose don't know. That's the best way to do it, Dwight.
That's what I'm saying. If you ain't using firebolts...
Yeah, if you ain't running around with the sword out like it's your dick... Like,
you can't kill people.
No point.
Sword out... Well, that's why I want to have videos of that. And I mean, it's kind of cool because I'm a healer now for PvP. And it's funny because it takes like 5 guys to take me down now. I just sit there and heal in their face, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, you're trying to hit me. And I taunt them. I usually like laugh in their face while they're fighting me, which is kind of a dick
move. Jose, I just want to say that's really cool.
It's really cool. My EP is up there when I'm PvP. But yeah, I'm going to get videos on that soon. I'm not sure what to do with Spec Ops.
See, I have Borderlands, which everybody should know is probably dead. I mean, I wouldn't mind putting out the rest of it, but if we're gonna play it, then
I feel about Spec Ops.
We're just gonna have to play like one big night, and I'll just put out like 2-hour-long episodes because I can't draw that out anymore. Mainly because I saw one statistic. I don't check my statistics often because I don't want that to fuck with my mind, which is exactly what Borderlands did. I lost subscribers to Borderlands videos.
You did?
Yeah, and that was really weird to me. And I should, you know, you could make the argument you should make videos to have fun, not to, you know, gain subscribers and stuff like that. But that is a major part of what I do. It's my job. I have to do this to make money.
Gotta
pay the bills. And this is what keeps me out of doing retail, guys. Come on, help me out.
This is what keeps me yelling at people pulling knives on the
door. Oh, because you're so much better than the rest.
Fuck you, Dwight! You can't give me shit, any of you, because I yell at all of you to make videos. I
support you 100%, Dwight.
Thank you, Ryan. You're being beautiful tonight.
You know, I got your back.
Ryan's I've yelled at every single one of you. Jose, I'm even endorsing... Not in so much endorsing and embracing your addiction to WoW.
But see, like I'm really happy, and
we were talking about the other night, dude. Dwight loves you. He accepts your. He's an enabler. I really don't support.
I'm saying no. Let me finish what I'm saying. I'm embracing it because I want him to bring content to the internet.
I understand. I know your reasoning, and it's justified. I'm just saying you're an enabler. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
I'll
accept
you an enabler.
No, I'm not saying it's wrong.
I think enabler is the right word.
It's kind of like that episode of South Park when they do the little crack baby basketball.
It's not the same thing.
It's the same thing. It's just like that. That's what you do.
That was really horrible. I'm sorry.
You guys are the worst. Wow.
I didn't say it.
You agreed, though.
I agreed.
Really, like, enthusiastically.
You know, Dwight, I was thinking about doing it as well with Spec Ops, dude. Why don't we just say fuck it and do a live stream one day and just like finish the game like that
for Borderlands?
Yeah, because I was thinking about doing like wrapping up Spec Ops, like making a video saying, guys, I'm just gonna live stream this and just finish it up. Because
yeah, you know, it'd be a good way of testing out my new capture card.
Pretty.
I need to try it out. I need to do some tests or something. I'll probably do that tomorrow. Yeah, because nothing's going on tomorrow.
Oh, dude, I got cooking to do, man.
Yeah, are you cooking the dinner?
I'm cooking some. I'm actually cooking. I'm doing more jalapenos because I really want to make some. But I'm stepping it up a little bit.
Stepping up to your jalapeno game?
Yeah, I'm stepping up my game on jalapenos. No, I'm doing
5 types of jalapenos.
Dude, I plan on being home by 9 o'clock and being drunk as a skunk. So we'll probably go to bed and we can do whatever we need to do.
Not if you're drunk.
You won't even know.
I'm so always drunk.
I'm drunk every day. No, I'm at work. Like, what's up,
bitches? Let me get your money.
Without a doubt, I could say that.
That's horrible.
Anyways. I get drunk at work, after work, before work.
During work.
During work. While I'm getting drunk on break at work, I'm getting drunk.
Dude, that's what I do on my breaks, man. I go to my car and drink a beer, walk back in, like, all right, let's do this, guys.
Let's finish this.
Love this place.
Chili's.
Yeah, chili.
I walk in hammered.
Baby back ribs. Ah, you guys remember that song?
Dude, they don't do that
anymore. I don't remember.
Chili's isn't about the ribs anymore. Like, they still are, but not really. Wait, like, they don't advertise them as much anymore. Now they want it to.
Are they or are they not?
Like, before it was all about, oh, Chili's baby back rib. Now it's like they want Chili's to be more modern. Like, they're trying to compete more with TGI Fridays.
Really, that doesn't give me a heavy competitor.
Chili's lost sight of their dream.
They're too mainstream now.
Chili's got completely renovated. Like, they changed everything. They added, like, TVs everywhere. They added new furniture. So it's, like, it looks more modern. Before, it was all, like, country. Like, country.
You know, country. You know, it's country.
It's country some shit. Now it's all modern. It's nice.
It's nice, you know?
And we have new stuff we're coming out with. Like, they're changing all their plates. Like, now, I think this week we're releasing out, like, a new cookie ice cream. And they're releasing tilapia.
Chili's new cookie.
Tilapia?
We're getting tilapia. It's going to be tilapia served with a mangoes and
mango
avocado sauce.
And dicks.
Wait, avocado?
Yeah, it's going to be mangoes, avocados, diced up together, and it goes on top of the tilapia, and it's going to have this mango vinaigrette seasoning that goes on top of it.
And then there's a dick.
And then there's a dick.
Am I the only one sick right of avocados?
On slap my dick on each tilapia.
I mean, yes.
before we serve them to make sure they're tempt.
No, you chop some dude's dick off and put it on there. That's what I heard.
I'll go back on you right now.
Dude, I was excited for this
one meal. Come for the new tilapia and dick.
Sorry, call it dick-lapia.
So let me tell you about my jalapenos that's going to be getting cooked. Because like Thanksgiving, I got to talk about food because I'm fat.
Chef.
I'm taking jalapenos and it's going to be a cream cheese mix. And within that, it's going to be mixed with crab. And then I have more cream cheese with cranberry sauce that I'm going to boil to make this like sweet dipping sauce to go with the cream cheese filled jalapenos. Then they're going to be battered. They're going to be fried. I'm going to batter them, I think, 4 times this time. And then fry them. And they'll be served with a nice cranberry cream cheese on the side.
The cream Jesus?
Cream cheese.
What's the cream Jesus?
It's like...
It's the Mexican equivalent to cream cheese.
Jesus. Oh, so it's like Jesus' dig.
It's like the Jesus, okay? You know the Jesus?
I know the Jesus, okay? I know the Jesus.
And then there's that. We're actually not eating turkey this
week. And then there's that.
We're not eating turkey. We're having pork.
I hate turkey. We're killing I really don't like pork.
We're killing another
American.
Meal. Yeah, you were dead to me.
American establishment.
Oh, shit, I gotta... Oh, I'm not going.
Why aren't you having chicken?
Yeah, well, why?
I know you love the chicken.
Oh, TC.
Take the bait. No,
I must resist.
You know you want to talk about the chicken.
Come on, Jose.
The chicken.
Jose, you got the chicken.
No, it's pronounced... Chicken?
Is that the chicken?
Gotcha, bitch! Nailed him!
Oh, shit.
We're not racist, guys.
I'm a racist.
We're not. No, I am.
I'm a little racist.
See, when you say things like that, though... when you have to bring it up...
Since we're on that...
I gotta bring up what I said last night to Terry when I brought him a drink. I asked him if he wanted to...
Was he underage? You can't be bringing him drinks.
Huh?
Nothing. Go on.
No, he's at my house. You know, I give him a drink. Hey, you thirsty? Yeah, sure. You want a drink? Okay.
So I go out
and I get a drink, right? And then I notice that we have cranberry and grape juice. And I'm like, awesome. And so, being a white person, I was like, okay, cranberry juice for me. And then I instinctively just poured grape juice for Terry. And I was like, wait, no, he likes grape juice. No, it's... And then, like, as I was walking down the hallway, I was like, wait, is it racist that I'm giving him the grape juice and not the cranberry?
No, no, you, it's grape juice, not purple drink.
And so... So I tell him that I come in and I give him the grape juice and I'm like, I just know you like grape juice, just, you know. And oh, he goes, you know, goodness. I prefer cranberry juice. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And so you take a sip of it and you look at me and you're like, oh.
Oh. His instincts kicked
in. He's got that top shelf grape juice over there.
Oh, that's delicious. You have any fried chicken? It was in column bread.
So it was fine.
Kind of greens.
God damn it. We just can't keep it simple, can we? So
you can't start with the racist. Let me tell you about the racist thing I told Terry last night and not expect it to happen. Like, who the fuck are you?
I wasn't taking it as far as fried chicken and fucking cornbread.
Why didn't you? You're a horrible friend.
Oh, come on.
I'm sure if you walked in there with some cornbread fried chicken, Terry would be absolutely pleased.
I didn't hear pickled what you said, pink.
Ryan. What? He would be pickled pink.
I say pickled
pink.
Wait, what did you say, Terry?
Pickled pink. But we'll go with pickled pink.
I'm not ticklish.
But you're talking about Terry.
What does this have to do with you?
What?
It's not relevant to my life.
Well, it's not all about Terry here. There's other people in this conversation.
No, there's not.
It's not. Who the fuck are you?
What are you, stupid?
Damn, he called you a bitch.
Stupid, what do you say?
He said you had no nipples.
Wait, who's talking to who now? I'm confused.
I don't know. We're all talking so much shit on each other right now.
Shut up, Alex. God, you're such a girl.
Look at this asshole. Fuck you, Ryan.
Fuck you. You never want to play Halo with me anymore, you ass.
Oh, so that's what it comes
to. Okay, so we get to the meat.
That's all about.
Always
comes out.
Always.
Well, Alex, you want to talk about why you don't play Halo with Ryan anymore?
This exact reason.
I was excited to play with you.
What?
I'm so excited. We talked about it for months. Getting Halo.
Dude,
getting...
You play like at 10:30 in the morning when I'm at work.
10:30 in the morning? I don't get out. What are you talking about 10:30 in the morning when you're at work?
You played 10:30 in the morning the other day.
I was off work.
I wasn't.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the other night when I was playing at like 8:30.
Yeah, what 8:30 about 8:30?
It's like 6:30. I'm still at work.
8:30 is not 6:30, dumbass. You went the wrong way. It's 10:30.
10:30. I'm just leaving work at that time.
Wait. Let me do some math real quick.
Hold on.
You got an abacus?
I'm like, hey, you want to play? You're like, oh, maybe.
Let me bust up my abacus.
I'm just saying, I miss you. That's all I'm trying to say. I don't know why you're trying to come at me like that. I'm just trying to say something nice. Fuck you.
He's just trying to talk to you for a second.
I'm just trying to talk to you.
Jesus Christ, Ryan. Can I talk to you for a second, Alex?
God. Terry, talk to this man.
I'm done. We're done.
Fuck you guys. I don't need this.
I don't even want to talk anymore.
Yeah, all right. That's cool. Fuck that guy. Makes me so mad. I'm red in the face.
Guys, we're all friends here, okay?
Are we, though?
I see the love going around.
Sometimes see, I've brought this up a few times. Like, I'm pretty sure this is the reason why Adam got scared away so much. It's because we're very violent with each other, and we make no exception for new people. You got to get used to it and used to it quick. And Dole's done a really good job with that.
Yeah, Dole picked up the ball.
Dole picked up the ball real quick. She's still around. She's helped me build
this.
You
gotta do a switch back.
Let's understand this. Dole's cooler than Adam, all right? I said it. I said it.
Right up. He was just like.
What?
He was just like, silence.
What happened? Seriously, though. What happened to Adam? That nigga's like
gone.
I know.
I tried to say hi to him, and he was just like gone. Like, he said something, and I was like.
Fucking playing soccer and shit.
real life.
Forgot, man. He forgot what he was all about. He went and gotten, probably got involved with girls.
He used to be all about them.
Probably got a job. Probably going to college. Got
probably wears a suit.
Probably finally got real troubles. We all know how that goes. Real troubles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck does he think he is? Right
now. My God.
That motherfucker getting a life on us.
It's going to happen to Dole, too.
Don't say that.
We got 3 years until that happens.
She's going to find boys.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
Yeah, she's going to grow up.
No, not, don't talk about our Dole like that. Not our Dole.
We're
not
keeping away from Dole from boys as long as we can.
I'm telling you, it's just going to happen. Get distracted. That's life.
No.
Life.
Not, what you're not saying dull. Is we need to kidnap her and keep her in the basement.
We need to kidnap her. We need to career her.
No, we're not talking about this.
Really?
Nope.
That's what it sounds like you're suggesting.
That's what we're moving towards, okay? I'm out.
Hey, Ryan, you want to talk after the podcast?
It's going to happen.
What'd you say?
You want to have a private conversation after the podcast, maybe?
About
boys. You know, things.
Am I in trouble? I feel like I'm in trouble.
I need to speak to you after class, Ryan.
Ryan, to the principal's office, please.
God, those were the days.
Sure, Dwight.
Okay.
Sure.
As long as I'm not in trouble.
Now you fucked up.
So much trouble now.
Now you fucked up, Ryan.
You like call me by my whole name, be like, sit me down, be like, Lord Sniper, listen here.
That's your full name?
Listen here, Lord Ryan Allen Fisher.
Damn it, Terry. Yes, go find Ryan Allen Fisher on Facebook. It's hilarious.
He's friends with all the boys.
I only have one friend. Oh, my brother, sorry. He's the only one that hasn't deleted my profile. Because I made a profile and have no idea what the password is. So I just made a different one.
Hey, you know, it works.
And Facebook is always like, I suggest you friend this guy. And I'm like, nah, dude never answers my friend requests. Fuck that guy.
Is it you?
Yep.
Hey, you and this guy have a lot in common. You should be friends with him.
Your name's almost the same.
That's a basis for friendship right there.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. I mean, me and the other Ryan Fisher got along, but...
He was so athletic.
We weren't friends, though. We just got along.
No, you weren't. Wasn't there another Ryan Fisher, too? I thought there was three.
No, there's only two of us. Okay, thank God. Right.
Thank God.
His brother, Andrew. Yeah. My brother, Sean, like... Hella Fisher's going to school.
Hella Fisher's getting educated.
And we got Scott Fisher. My mom works there. It's always a Fisher at that school. My dad sells insurance to all of them, so it's just like Fisher, 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 Fisher.
Might as well just call it Fisher High School.
Yeah, these might. Why call him Manteca? Just call it Fisher Tika.
Fisher Tika. Because that rolls off the tongue.
It does.
We can't Far get rid of lard.
Lard? Yeah. We'll call it Lard Tika, brought to you by Fisher.
Jose got a package of potatoes or something.
I was, you have no idea how happy I was when I saw that. I was like, I gotta put my phone out. I gotta see this.
You got a package of potatoes?
No, it was tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
A couple of years ago, I was buying pumpkins for Halloween, and on the giant boxes out in front of Walmart, they're like, imported from Manteca, California.
No way.
Imported.
Way. Dude, I was like, oh my gosh.
You know, I saw that box, though, and I was like, two things went through my mind. One, I was like, oh my God, it's the Wyatt Deer. And then the other thing was like, I told them my town was worse. Because we had this question about whose town was more boring. Tomatoes come from your town.
Yeah.
You ain't seen no shit from Wiley, Texas.
Hella shit comes from Manteca, from Central Valley.
Produce-wise,
it used to be like 70% of the country or some shit like that for the produce in the Central Valley went to the whole country.
Mm-hmm. We're the breadbasket of America, as they like to call us.
That's our slogan as of right now.
Damn.
Bread made with lard.
That's where Paula Deen gets her butter buns.
No, dude, Paula doesn't use butter anymore, man. She's done with this shit.
Yes. Yeah.
She's like,
you know, she gonna fall off the wagon.
No, she got that diabetes.
She's gonna fall off that butter wagon real quick.
She got that diabetes.
She got diabetes.
As soon as those cameras go off, she's stuffing butter in her mouth.
She's pounding that butter.
She just like pounds butter in her mouth and has like.
She's a butter pounder.
I'm just saying she got that diabetes. Like,
go.
Go, Paula. Go, Paula.
Chug. Just melt that shit in the microwave. Just.
It's burning my phone.
But for real, Paula, she's sweetheart. I got a character in Guild Wars named after Paula Deen.
That's dope.
That's true. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. I'm Paula Deen.
Hey, y'all.
Make some buttermilk
biscuits.
How to
make butter.
My boy needed a job, so I was like, why don't you come cook with me?
Did he really do that, Ryan?
He cooks with his son, or her son, all the time.
It's a he.
She cooks with... Shut up. Bitch ass bitch.
Ouch, Ryan.
This is going to be more of our private conversation. I'm just going out. I don't give a shit. Fire him.
Oh, when I talk to you after this.
You can't fire me. No. I have a church here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a while since we've done anything for the Church of Goo.
I know, I need to do something. I've been thinking about it a lot lately. I feel like I've left a lot of people questioning my faith and theirs. I really think I need to get back to them and just let them know that the goo is...
Hit lines of blasphemy where I gotta bow out, dude.
The goo is here for them. They just gotta know, you know? They just gotta know. That's not blasphemy. I'm just saying I'm there for them. That's not blasphemy.
It's not a religion. It's just people have faith in Ryan.
And it's like we go to church. And it's not like church. They're all good.
It's not like a church, but like...
It's not a church. We just call it a church. Just like someone church. Calls a place a house.
Yeah, it's like that...
Or a prison.
It's like a meeting. It's just a meeting. It's a meeting. Between groups of people that happen to share the same values at the same time.
Oh, okay. That sounds normal.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying. It's definitely not a cult. Kool-Aid. Digging that out there.
Oh, God.
Shut up, Jose. Don't get all religious.
Too much blasphemy going on. I can't take it.
Oh, whatever. I can be blasphemous. I have the right.
So... Do we want to talk about more racist things?
Well, of course, I'm here.
All right, so.
Boy, do I!
And half.
You jumped at that too quick, Jose. Uh-huh.
So I have a joke.
Oh, boy. Here we go!
All right.
Wait. Now that I have you.
So there's this kid, and he has a wooden eye. And... The school dance comes up, and no one asks him to go, and no one says yes to him. So he goes anyway, and he's there, and no one will dance with him, and he's just sitting there. And then he sees this girl sitting on a chair, and no one's dancing with her because she has a hunchback. And so he walks up.
What, really? Who's busting right now? That was the funniest part of the joke so far.
Right there.
So he walks up to the girl and says, "Do you want to dance?" And she says, "Would I? Would I?" And he says, "Hunchback, hunchback."
Oh,
that's bad.
That's a bad joke, Ryan.
My teacher in training told that to me.
There's just wonderful people there.
Oh my God!
Fine people at Wells Fargo.
Bank at Wells Fargo, everybody.
Oh, my God. If you do, come see me. I'll even give you an autograph.
Is that you lying?
He's lying to you to make you feel better.
No, shit. If you come in, I'll do it. I'm not going to tell you where I work, though.
You got to find it.
Good luck.
That's the secret. You're a dolphin now?
Ryan's always been a dolphin.
True.
See?
Dolphin with a big old stogie.
What?
What? Yeah,
what?
Yeah, sure. Sounded very sexual.
Are you know, coming on to Ryan right now?
Dolphins are the only other mammal that have sex for fun.
This is true. Fact.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah,
you calling all other animals dumb?
No, they just do it to make babies. Dolphins are like, let's have a fucking good time.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
Dolphins are just like, I'm so wasted right now.
Yeah, put it in me. Put it in my hole.
Oh my god.
So bad.
What? It's completely natural. That's your damn planet.
That's what the dolphins are doing.
Oh, <yeah. laughs> I think I wasn't trying to drink that too.
Watch a documentary every now and then.
Come on, educate yourself.
Oh my god. It takes a really dark turn really quick. I think we all should seek therapy.
It's your fault with your joke.
Oh, it's like that joke about the penguin that goes to get his car fixed.
No.
No? Really?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know what joke it is. So
there's this penguin driving a truck in the desert. I don't know why he's in the desert. He's a penguin. It makes no sense. But anyway. And so he goes, and his truck breaks down, but luckily there's a town close by. So he gets
had a truck.
I said that.
Okay.
So he takes the truck into town, and the guy says, well, I'll take a look at it. It's going to take me a few minutes or a few hours and come back in a few hours. So he goes he goes into town, and he goes and gets some ice cream because it's hot. He's a penguin. You know, it's hot for him in the desert. So he gets the thing. So he's walking back. But he has, shut up. So he has no thumbs, so it's hard for him to hold the ice cream. So it gets all over him and all over his body, his face. And so he goes in, and he says, all right, what's wrong with my truck? And the mechanic says, it looks like you blew a seal. And he goes, no, my friend, it's just ice cream.
And like, you got to give it a second, because then it really just sits in.
I love that joke. There was a guy, what was his name? It was Mike Mirazzi, right? Or was it Ben?
Mike was the younger one.
Mike was the one that was in our grade, right?
Yeah.
He made that joke last for like 30 minutes on a bus ride. Just like kept going off like on random tangents about this damn penguin before he got to the punchline. Like milked that joke for everything it was worth. It was a horrible but hilarious experience. Oh, shit.
That kid was funny.
He was pretty funny.
Then he made music or started making music.
He's the one that told Margaret. She was like, I need a lie for my two truths and a lie. And he was like, I got one. My boyfriend pays attention to me. Which he did not.
He's also the one that in the middle of summer school class was like, what's sodomy?
And the teacher, this white Mormon dude who was the Spanish teacher, because when we started there, every single Spanish teacher was a white male.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
But he was DeSico? No. It started with a D. DeGraw, some shit like that. He drove a white beetle.
Yeah, it wasn't DeSico. That was our English teacher.
Yeah, that guy was dope, dude.
Yeah,
that guy
he was cool.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anyway. But he was like, well, Margaret, we can talk about that later. It's not really important, blah, blah, blah. I need to know now. He tried really delicately to talk about what sodomy was, but really just kind of said, wouldn't it in the butt?
It's when you stick it in the butt.
Yeah, that's basically what it came down to. It was really awkward. Really, really awkward.
There, I said it. Are you happy? Now I look like an idiot.
I'm going home.
Class is over.
Man. Everybody fails.
Because of Margaret.
Well, that's a really true statement.
It's a good thing she doesn't listen.
Tyler, how many of your girlfriends did you date?
Two that I know of.
Two? I think it was three, bro.
What?
I'm pretty sure.
Two that I know of.
What was the question?
Chris McClure dated. I don't know if he slept with them. I doubt it. Dated two of Tyler's ex-girlfriends, or two or three of Tyler's ex-girlfriends, like within a month or two of him dating them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. Pretty out of the friend.
It's a wingman. In the wrong way.
I'll pick up the scraps, I don't care. I ain't above it.
Shit.
You gonna finish that?
Now that would have been funny.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard you say.
This is a good podcast tonight. Gotta have
I'm
more
not
people.
The bad on. Friend here.
No.
No, no, but way to stick it in.
Is that it, not me? I heard it.
Oh, I want. Oh.
You got that dick in your mouth?
No, I just. Talking about Margaret reminded me of something that I was texting to Terry one night.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really funny. I can't talk about it though. Yeah, it's not for podcast. We can talk about it afterwards.
Wow, you guys are so homo.
What?
Come on, no one else really. Oh, talking about Margaret reminded me of something I was texting to Terry, but it's not appropriate for the podcast.
Well, it's about Margaret.
This is where we draw the line.
Okay. Who's Margaret?
That girl we went to high school with. Just some bitch.
Wow. All right.
Well, Ryan.
Oh, fuck that bitch. I don't give a shit.
Okay. We'll just put that down on the record.
Yeah, we'll put that down. Write it down. Somebody write that down.
Somebody write it down.
So now we know how Ryan feels about that.
It's okay. I wasn't really worried.
Wasn't entirely unprepared for that, but that's okay.
Yeah, no. You gotta half expect that.
She's the worst kind of friend.
Oh, you don't mean that.
Ryan, don't say things like that.
She's like Pino.
Oh. Anyways, let's get on to a topic that everybody can talk about.
I'm lost.
Alex, who do you hate?
What? Alex, how many dicks do you have?
What'd you say?
Six. One for each of you assholes.
So gay.
Joke's on you, there's five of us.
He's counting one. Himself.
The extra one's for you, Tyler.
What?
Because of that.
Because you need to shut the fuck up.
Because of that, you get two.
This is the worst. I hate this podcast.
I think we're out of roll.
You guys really bring the worst out of me.
I blame Jose.
I'm a nice guy who works at a bank.
Oh, yeah.
Jose's what's different here.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, excuse me.
Off entire dynamic.
It's Tyler's fault. The other. You ever think about that?
Yeah, it could be Tyler.
Tyler really makes me angry.
It's my job.
I punch him in his face.
Well, how does that make you feel, Tyler?
I can live with it.
Well, there you go, Ryan.
Probably kill him. He's little. He's feisty, though. Don't let him fool you.
He's squirrely.
He'll be fast.
He'll be quick. He's like lightning. You gotta slow him down. Hits to the body, you know.
you gotta go for the legs first. We can't move.
Tyler, do you remember Extreme Go for the Legs?
Why does that sound familiar?
It's a fun game that TJ liked to play. Well, started playing, and we all played it. We'd be standing on the hill, and we'd play Extreme Go for the Legs, and you would jump at each other's legs. Or in a bouncy house, you would just try to take out each other's legs.
Oh, God.
Make them fall. It was a really terrible game, but it was a blast. I broke my ankle more than once.
That's not good.
Oh, it was fun. Trust me.
Nah, it was all in good sport. Everybody had a good time.
Yeah, when that dude's femur snapped, hilarious.
Okay, now, I want to picture you guys something for me, but reversed.
Okay.
A football team, two football teams playing Red Rover. How fucking awesome would that be? Like, because the 49ers tied a game 2 weeks ago, and I was like, well, shit, there should be a way to tie break it. And we had this conversation.
Red Rover.
Red Rover.
Can you imagine how that would sound, though?
Oh my God.
Red Rover! Bruce Smith over!
And the quarterback, to Red Rover!
Rover,
Smith, get your ass over.
But could you imagine, like, when they hit, like, a quarterback going into lineman, just getting thrown back onto his ass? You'd have to, like, run towards the kickers.
Get, like, the biggest guy sent over. Shit, that'd be awesome, interesting. Dude. I'd be down to see it.
Right? Yeah. I'd be down to watch that shit happen on a football field. I'd pay money to see it. Pay, like, $30. Oh shit!
Like that. Oh shit! Whenever you see like a quarterback get sacked or an interception, it was like, oh,
it's gonna be the same thing. Yeah. Like, oh. You just hear the hits, like the armor hitting at you, just boom,
the crack of the helmets and shit.
Oh shit, dude! I love being at football games. I need to move back to a state that has pro sport. Any pro sport would do at this point. I'll even go watch a basketball game.
Hey.
Would you? What, Jose? No, now you speak up.
I don't like bad about basketball.
I don't like basketball. It's really boring for me.
Oh, fuck. Baseball's boring, all right?
Baseball's boring as shit. But I enjoy baseball more than basketball.
Nah,
you I only like watching like baseball watching if you're actually at the stadium.
Paul. Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
Baseball's yeah. great at the
stadium. Dude, I went to a fucking Marlins game, and I needed to get drunk, and even then I was like, I gotta get out of here.
You know what? This just isn't for me.
Like, this isn't working out. I gotta go.
I gave it a shot. I'm done.
I can't be mad at myself. I gave it a shot.
I've lived out of California for less than 3 years, and the Giants have won the World Series twice.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Good games.
I know, and I didn't get to see. My dad went to the parade, and I didn't get to go to the parade. I was going to go to the parade. I didn't go to the parade. I was going to go to the parade.
There was no parade for Ryan. No, it was parade. Ryan's parade.
Mexico don't have no money for no parades. They don't have nothing to be proud of.
Yeah, New Mexico.
They ain't got no sports teams. Their football, even their college football team is awful. Hard awful. To watch.
Well, Ryan, I am sorry.
I'm not.
I gotta go see the Niners next year before they don't play in Candlestick no more.
They're playing Candlestick.
I forgot about that.
They leave Candlestick. Next year's their last season in Candlestick Park.
Oh, okay.
I know you don't care because you...
Well, I don't know where that is. I've never heard of that.
It's in San Francisco!
Oh.
Ryan, I will join
I,
you
all I know
this
about
is
a
baseball park, Dwight. Everyone knows that.
Well, I mean, it is technically
yeah.
a baseball park.
No, I still call it that. Is that the one?
What?
Is the Giant Stadium that place?
No, the 49ers Stadium, which used to be both.
Oh.
Candlestick.
Tell me more.
This tickles
They're building
me.
A new stadium in Santa Clara, but it's still going to call them the San Francisco 49ers, which is weird.
It pickles me pink.
No, I'm not ticklish, guys.
I'm not ticklish.
But I'm not even ticklish.
I'm not.
You weren't talking about you, though. You said that about Terry.
I thought everything was in reference to me.
No.
Oh,
that's how I feel most.
I gotta call
time.
My lawyer.
Why was
somebody
that?
Overlooked some fine print here?
Why was that not about me?
You're gonna sue that god fellow.
I never liked him.
I will see you in small things.
I've always had a bad feeling about
him. Says he's almighty, but where is he when I need him?
I will see you in small claims court. Bring a lawyer. Good luck finding one. Oh, lawyer jokes.
That's so funny.
I got it.
I got it.
Somebody told a joke in class, and I was laughing because I was thinking of Terry, so I was just like, I get jokes.
Yeah, I got
got
it.
A dirty ass book.
Well, I do get jokes.
I know you do.
What?
Terry's got so many this. Joke books.
Mm-hmm.
Terry wrote the book on joke books.
Mm-hmm.
He does
he
not.
Said, he says, don't write them.
He does not know how to tell jokes. He just knows how to write about jokes. It's really sad.
In his book, yeah.
It's
it
strange.
It's a really strange thing.
Advice on how to tell jokes, and it says, don't tell them I'm the funniest. That's
it's
it.
Not
book in.
Because he doesn't know how to tell jokes. He always like, he's like, two chickens walk across the road.
That's pretty good, perfect.
You just can't do it.
Can you imagine that? Chickens cross the road?
Yeah, you can't.
What are they doing?
Preacher and a rabbi walking to bar. The guy's like, get the fuck out of here.
That's a good one. See? He's reading from my book.
That's a knee slapper right there.
That's what they call a knee slapper.
Just, hey.
He's got a really hard knee.
Alright, well, let's say I want an ass slapper joke. What kind of joke is that?
It's gotta be sexy.
Okay.
You're not slapping your ass unless it's sexy. Gotta make it sexy.
Gotta make it
I said it's sexy. I made it about a stripper.
I told Rhonda, that's my dick.
That's my ass. Do it.
Come here, Dwight. Let me get that ass.
Yeah.
I like these jokes. Come on, everybody.
Oh, shit.
Alex enjoyed it. What about you, Terry? Huh?
I enjoyed it.
You guys are going to give him a slap ass? Oh, I'll give him a slap ass all day.
Whatever.
A bit up.
We should whenever we get
slap ass, dude. What the hell?
Whenever we get
here.
Good game.
Hey, you had a good game out there.
Did a good job out there. I really enjoyed playing with you.
What are you doing Sunday? You want to come over to my place?
Want to kick the ball around?
I'm making quesadillas.
It's taco night, Dad.
Fuck. My face hurts.
I don't like where this is going
anymore. It's, that's a good it's a good place to end the podcast, guys.
No.
It's a good place to end. We had a good podcast. Ended on an ass slapper, an ass tapper, whatever it ended up being.
Tap ass.
Yeah. Anybody have anything to say before we go? Anything else?
Hey, I'm talking.
Happy Thanksgiving, right? That's the whole deal.
That was yesterday, but all right.
Oh, wait. I think we should put this out on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Fuck.
Why?
Thanksgiving. We'll make it a Thanksgiving.
Make them be thankful.
But then I'm going to get a bunch of people bitching about where the podcast is on Friday.
You be thankful this came out.
Yeah. Title it, We Are Thankful for the Podcast.
Exactly. There you go.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
All right, I'm sorry. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.